We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, talk with Vernon Carey, Crowder's longtime friend and teammate. He was, of course, a first-round draft pick right out of my alma mater, the University of Miami.
He's a proud king.
Oh, me too, man. Here's Vernon Carey. Hello, Vernon.
Hey, man. How you doing?
We have heard so many stories. We know that you hang out with Crowder a lot. You go fishing or whatever. Is he as entertaining on the fishing vessel as he is on the radio 4 hours a day?
Absolutely. It's roaring.
Oh, he's breaking up there. Sounded like you had a good phone line in the at the beginning there.
Hello?
Yeah, we just started to break up there a little bit.
I say he's raw and uncut. So, it's really good. He's very entertaining.
Definitely uncut, man. If people could hear what goes on during the commercial breaks, it is.
And Vern, is on my boat, is my bathroom utilized or do we have a bucket?
We have a bucket. It's called over the rail.
It's so foul, Vernon. Like, I don't understand. If you have a bathroom on the boat, why make people go in a bucket?
Why walk downstairs? It's already nighttime. Nobody can't see you.
Shit. Well, because Crowder holds court on that bucket, you know? Like, he doesn't mind if he's, you know, in a circle of eight guys fishing. Like, he'll just sit there on his bucket and do his business.
Yep.
I don't like it.
That's him.
I don't like it. Are you like most Hurricanes fans? Vernon Carey is with us. Are you like most Hurricanes fans, like me, where you want to see the Dolphins take more guys from the U?
I would love it, man. You know, the talent's coming back to the Canes, and I mean, it's going to show this year in the draft. And it.
I think we lost him there. You want to see if we can reconnect with him, Falero?
That's out in Davie, man.
Is that where he is? Maybe he's out fishing. Maybe he's out fishing.
I don't know if Vernon fishes too much without me.
No.
But he lives out in them ranches.
Vernon Carey, when he was your teammate, I mean, you guys just had to be killers.
No, well, Vern, usually old linemen hang out together.
So you didn't hang out with him?
We hung out a little bit like a big team function, but usually the bigger guys, because they eat, all their plans have eating about every 2 hours. It was the weirdest thing in the world. Like, Vern. When we go on the boat, I'd be like, hey, man, Vern, Saturday, 7 a.m., I'll pick you up about 6:30. You got a spread? What? Man, I need a spread to get on the boat because I'll go with some beef jerky and some water and be fine.
He needs a catered event.
He needs dip. He needs chips, cheese, sauce. He needs all kind of stuff to go on the boat. That's his thing. Man, you got a spread.
We're going to try to reconnect with Vernon Carey. What'd you say, about 5 minutes? Because we could have him at 4 o'clock, too.
He said he was going into a meet, like he was traveling to a meeting, so he had to get to a better spot.
Okay, I got you.
5 minutes. That could be it.
What the hell are you meeting for?
Why is he scheduling a meeting when he's on the radio with you?
He better not be making no money without me. I know that much.
All right. I do want to talk to him about the changes that the Dolphins are making. And
he's one of those athletes that we're talking about the giving back.
Yeah.
His Vernon Carey Foundation golf tournament. He actually wants to speak about his. He has a father-son billiard tournament coming up this Saturday that I'm sure he wants to talk about, where you and your son play other fathers and sons for $60, and then you get to a tournament like a tournament style. It's pretty cool.
How about a father-son basketball tournament with him and his son?
I don't think people have a chance.
No one would have a chance.
Little Vern is a monster.
That kid is unbelievable.
Yeah. We'll be out there hanging out, you know, drinking beers, and he'll be out there practicing.
All right, we'll ask him about that. Special. He's back on the line. Vernon Carey is back there. You back in a better spot now, Vern?
Yes, sir, I am.
No worries. Because your son plays great basketball. Do you follow the UM basketball team? You're going to be watching the UM Loyola game Thursday?
Absolutely. I follow them all year.
Yeah. Everyone's talking about this Loyola team like they're going to be the Cinderella story.
Is that recruiting getting crazy, Vern, with Lil Vern?
Yeah, it's getting very crazy. Actually, right now we're on the way to a meeting with Roy from University of North Carolina. So
that Roy Williams?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's special, yeah.
You're going to meet with Roy Williams.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's picking up heavily.
You think Roy Williams wears that plaid jacket to a meeting? He probably have to, right? Like, you want to see him play the hits.
Is the recruiting changing, man, from when we came out to now?
Yeah, it's totally changed. You know, they still have – they do it a lot on social media, you know, Twitter and Instagram. So they do a lot of different things to switch it up, but it's still the same old type of recruiting process. They call you to death.
But Roy Williams and Jim Larrañaga, like, they're not tweeting you and Instagramming, are they?
No. Like, those two guys that you just mentioned, they're old school coaches.
Yeah.
They don't really mess with the Instagram. They believe in more hands on.
Yeah,
that's why they come out a lot and come visit, you know.
Yeah, they do it old school style. That's what I would imagine.
And Vern, with all the attention LaVern's getting, like, do you have to stay in his head, not just on the court, I'm talking about off the court, with just getting too big head, letting people affect him, letting people talk him out of stuff.
You know, when you have success that young, kids tend to let the light take them, you know, on places where they don't need to be and think the way they don't need to be thinking. But you know, I just try to keep them humble, level-headed, and grounded, you know, and just stay focused.
And Hawk Vernon, he believes in spanking like I do.
Well, I do not. And I know he's not spanking his kid anymore.
No, he's too big for that.
No chance.
That's a wrestling match now.
Vernon Carey is with us. What do you think all the changes that the Dolphins are making? Ndamukong Suh gone, Jarvis Landry gone. We know the kicker today, Cody Parkey. He's going to be gone. Looks like they're getting the wide receiver, Danny Amendola. There's a lot of changes at Davie, Vernon.
Yeah, you know, that's football. Not for long. So, you know, if you ain't winning, they changing, you know, and everybody's trying to win. Everybody's trying to do the same formula, and everybody's trying to get hot, you know, try to get the right product on their team. So, you know, that's football. It always been.
But they're not getting better, right, this season? Like, they're losing too many key parts to be better.
I agree with that. I mean, you can't keep changing so many parts. But I guess they sold aren't they over the salary cap?
Yeah, I mean, they had salary cap problems.
Yeah, so it was just some bad decisions earlier that caught up with them.
By the way, Ian Rappaport from NFL Network is tweeting out that the Jets are working on a deal right now for Teddy Bridgewater. It's not his only option, but it is their first choice. So Teddy Bridgewater, the local guy Teddy Bridgewater may be facing the Dolphins twice a year.
Yes.
And Vern, talking about the Dolphins, with your expertise, the line, especially Juwan James, that right tackle, your old position, man. Your evaluation of Juwan James, because the rumors are they're not bringing him back.
I mean, that's what you got to replace him, you know, and that's the most important thing. Yeah, you get rid of a guy, but what you got to replace him, you know, you got to make sure you have a guy who's veteran and who's played the game or who has experience, you know, and on that line, because it's tough up there. That makes or break a quarterback, and a quarterback makes or break a team. So it tell you where to start at.
And why is there so many sorry linemen now, man? Seems like the fat guys are getting worse and worse every year.
They're getting smaller. They're getting skinnier. I don't know, man. You know, we always judge the hardest, you know, because if we mess up, it shows immediately, you know. If a linebacker or a running back mess up, somebody else might make a play for them and help them out.
Vernon Carey is with us. In your prime, because they just had a croqueta eating contest down in Calle Ocho last weekend. In your prime, what was your go-to food and how much of it could you eat?
Hooter wings, probably about 40 or 50.
40 or 50 Hooters wings at one sitting.
Man, Teddy's been at Hooters over there at the Hard Rock. Well, I don't know if it's still there, but over there at the Hard Rock before eating those wings.
Yeah, we put them down.
40 or 50 just at a sitting, and I'm guessing there's a lot of beer involved too, maybe some French fries.
I'm a beer guy. Kenny is.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Vernon ain't keeping up with the beer.
Yes, he is.
I'm the worst guy. I love the sodas. That's the problem with me, so yeah.
Yeah, that'll put on the weight, too.
You see the difference?
A lot of the sugary sodas.
Let me get a Sprite. We get three IPAs. Get this day started right.
Vernon Carey is with us. So what's this charity event that Crowder is telling us about? This is a father-son billiards tournament? Is that what he was saying?
Yes, it's my third year. It's this Saturday at the Billiards Club. Father and sons, it's just a time for, you know, a chance for fathers and sons to bond create memories. And, you know, I'm trying to promote that. You know, I think we need more fathers to step up. So that's all I'm trying to encourage with the foundation, you know.
How can people get information about Saturday's event, or how can they be out
there? Call 954-298-8784. 954-298-8784. And reserve your spot. There's only a couple spots left open, but, you know, we had a lot of good time. We had a lot of fun last year. James came with his son. A couple other kings came with their son. So, I mean, it was a lot of fun last year, and hopefully we get to do it again this year.
Even though it's father-son, is there still trash talking?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's competition. You know, yeah. It's still sports. You know, it's dad. And, you know, John didn't end up winning it with his sons last year. So it was a great event last year. Last year we gave out four tickets to Universal Studio, the Papa Pass thing. This year we're giving out tickets to the Miami Heat and Cleveland game to the winners. So it's just something just to get out and have fun and got a little prizes for them at the end of the day.
And Vern, with every foundation, you know, there's a calling. There's something you're trying to push. And I, you know, the father son billiard tournament. You have the golf tournament. I'm a part of. And he has a daddy daughter dance, which is cool.
Yeah, that was big. That was big last year. We had it the day before. Before Father's Day, that Saturday last year was the masquerade theme, and this year we're doing the luau theme. So, and it's down in Fort Lauderdale. It's a great event. I was going to come back and talk about that, so I didn't want to pump that up because it's so far away. But that's a big deal. I think we had like 80 or 90 father and daughter there, so it was a great turnout last year. We just want to keep doing things in the community and inspiring.
And Vern, like you say, you inspire, you raise a bunch of money. Tell them about some of the stuff you give back, some of the stuff you do for the kids with the fundraisers that you do.
We do the father. We do the Christmas shopping spree, where we take like 30 kids and they go on shopping sprees, shelter homes, underprivileged kids, and they get each kid get $400 gift card and go for the mall and get whatever they want. I remember the first year I did it, it was a kid that never had a pair of shoes. So, I mean, that was one of the things. I was like, I want to keep doing this. You know, I want to be able to help kids because I remember I was a kid and, you know, I needed help. You know, it was others to help us. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to encourage. And another thing we do back to school where kids get, you know, brand new shoes to go to school. I think everybody needs to do school supplies and stuff. I just want to do something different. And so I started that a couple of years ago, about 4 years ago. We got the scholarship funds that we started this year where we're picking a kid from Northwestern, a kid from Central, and a kid from Clara City where they're all going to get scholarship funds towards their education. So, you know, we just getting bigger and better every year. Even though I've been retired a couple of years, we catch a momentum on the foundation part, you know.
Vernon Carey, proud local community-minded guy, proud dad, obviously, and
absolutely,
also a proud Miami Hurricane. Are you predicting the Hurricanes over Loyola on Thursday in March Madness?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got them.
Got a Sweet 16 run in them, you think?
Yeah. You know, it's on. You're going to have to do it on the defense, and we're going to have to make some shots. You know, we're going to need some more offensive help from some other guys, but, you know, it's a young team.
Yeah, they're fun to watch.
And where do the Gators sit on Lil Vern's board right now?
That's Roy Williams calling. Don't be late for Roy Williams. Don't be late for Roy Williams.
As you know, with my daughter, but I'm trying to find out where I'm at after school. But yeah, just doing daddy duties.
No.
What was the question again?
No, don't worry about it. He's not going.
I was trying to push your son to Florida.
He's not going to Florida.
Florida. You remember he used to be in his top three when he was a kid, like in middle school, but as he got older, he got a little bit smarter, I guess.
That don't make me feel any better.
Vernon Carey. Thanks for making time for us, Vern.
All right, Coach. All right, take it.
Vernon Carey. Got a big charity event coming up. When?
Coach.
Did he call me Coach?
He did call you Coach.
Did
yeah.
he? I want to play that back. I want to hear him call me Coach.
I like that. I know why.
Oh, I know why.
Yes, sir.
You're going to say because he's an old white guy. But I'm going to say it's because he's getting ready to meet Roy Williams. See, I think that's what it is.
It's on his mind.
There may be something. Yeah, I think so.
You and Roy Williams don't favor?
No. I'm like 120 years old. Roy Williams. Roy bleeping Williams.
You, Roy Williams, and Abe Vigoda.
I favor Roy Bellamy more than I do Roy Williams. Roy.
The Grizzly Bear.
Oh, we're going to talk tournament with Brandon Lang in the next segment. Our prognosticating friend.
This is his time of the year.
Oh, my goodness. This is his.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.